We are here with Blanco Brown at Boots and Hearts. How are you?
Blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you back on Canadian soil.
Definitely. I love to be over here.
I know. Do you feel like you're really a part of the Canadian country music fam now that you got to be a part of our CCMAs last year?
Yeah, I felt like that before that moment. I felt like that led to that very moment.
And I think that is something that is so cool to see the Canadian country music family bring you in and how happy they were to see you on that stage and getting to do it with Tenille Townes. That was pretty cool.
It was very dope. I enjoyed the moment, and I thank my Canadian family.
We invite you back to any CCMAs that you want to come to.
Hey, now,
just
say
so you
now.
Know. The invite is there. So, Boots and Hearts, what is this your first time coming here?
Yep.
It is? Have you heard any rumors or people giving you a heads up about what you can expect from this festival?
No, they told me to have fun.
To have fun?
And you know, I'm going to bring the party either way.
You always do. Well, Boots and Hearts, I can tell you that the fans here, they are wilder than most fans I've seen at any other festival. So I hope you're ready for that, because I think it's gonna be a good time.
That's what I like to hear.
New music. What is something that you're really excited for in the rest of 2023?
Oh, I just did a trailer trap version of John Denver Country Roads, which will be out sooner than later. And I'm working on my new album. I got approved for a double album, so
ooh,
top of next year, first quarter, double album. It's been 4 years since I put out a body of work, so I'm excited. That'll be, I think, 5 years.
Oh, wow. And what is it about, because like a lot of artists are doing double albums now, and from a fan's standpoint, why is that so special to get to do that?
To be approved for doing a double album and give a full body of work, I feel like it's an expression that's needed, especially if people are still learning who you are. In 20 plus records, you get to choose what resonates in your soul, and hopefully you like everything and don't have to skip nothing. And I feel like this could be my Quincy Jones moment. I put my heart, my soul, and everything into this. So let's see if we got the thrill of the thriller.
I can't wait for that. This is something you and I have always talked about. We always get into very inspiring conversations when we talk. So I've been going to therapy lately, and something that we've been doing that I find really cool, and I've been talking to a couple people about this, is to pick two things in your life. One thing that you are super proud of yourself for in this moment, and something that you are still working towards being better at. What would those two things be?
Oh, I'm super proud of myself staying positive through all the negativity. And something that I'm working towards is being more positive through all the negativity.
It's a work in progress.
Definitely.
It is, always, for sure. I love that. So, bucket list, I think you've probably crossed a lot of things off of that already, but is there something that's sitting near the top of that you still want to check off?
I'm going to learn how to fly a plane.
Okay.
Yep.
That is a very big bucket list moment.
I actually have a teacher and everything. So
really?
I just ain't started yet because I'm trying to finish this album. But they on standby.
You're going to need some time for the plane.
Yeah, I'm
going to
definitely need some time. I plan on owning a plane or two.
That is so cool. Is that something you've always wanted to do, or is that something that has just kind
of
become of interest?
No, I woke up one day and said, that's what I wanted.
And I want to fly a plane.
I just kind of go with the flow of it. I just like to know how to do a lot of things.
I love that.
And be well diverse in whatever I need. Like if the world comes to shutters and I need to just jump in and take off on
and
the
fly.
land strip, then I'm there.
I love that. I mean, a lot of artists, like Dierks Bentley, flies himself and the band into shows, and Dustin Lynch, you know, flies too. So you've at least got people in the circle of country music that you can ask for advice and stuff too. But that's really cool.
Definitely.
I love that. Well, let me know when you get your pilot's license.
I will.
I would love to maybe jump on the flight.
Yeah.
I feel like I would trust you
way
more than I would maybe trust Dierks Bentley to fly me around in a
plane. You got to know that I'm going to trust me to be in the air. So
that's so
funny. We good.
Is there collaborations? Obviously, you can't probably tell us too much, but are there collaborations on this double album? I feel like with that many songs, there's got to be some in there.
I mean, it ain't got to be.
No?
But we shall see.
Okay. That's sounding like it might be promising.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few things going on. Let's just know that the album is going to be amazing, eclectic, invigorating, inspirational, and next level.
I love that. I always love your positivity. You really are someone that is doing it well, but also still working on it. But okay, new artists out there, I always find it so interesting to hear from artists themselves who is somebody that you have really taken notice to that is really impressing you, that you think more people should go check out their music. It doesn't have to be just country either.
I've been working on a double album. I don't know about a lot
of
new...
listening to your music.
Yeah, I don't know about a lot of new anything going on except for songs I hear, and I'm not sure who they are. I just jammed a certain records on that playlist.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you just really, like, listen to the music and...
Yeah, I'm all the way focused on Blanco Brown and what I need to be given and what my purpose and the underlie of that garment entails.
All right. I love that. Well, we can... Hopefully stay tuned for a double album from this man right here very soon. Blanco Brown at Boots and Hearts 2023.
Blessings.